Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Yutes, the 19th Perek of Yeshayahu, and this Perek is titled Masa Mitzrayim, the vision, the prophecy about Mitzrayim. So Pashtus is this destructive prophecy of destruction related to Mitzrayim did not happen yet. It's not referring to the Mitzrayim of the past, the Makos, but it's sometime in the future. Unlike many of the other Nevuahs that we have already spoken about, the last couple of Prakim about Moav and Damesek and Shomron and most of them in Bavel, they've already taken place. Obviously, Gog and Magog, who knows what that is. But Mitzrayim, this seems to be clear that it's a totally full destruction. It did not take place yet. We don't fully understand what it is. Maybe this is not literally Mitzrayim that we know of. At the end of the parak, it says that Mitzrayim and Ashur team up and they recognize God. We're not 100% sure. But as Rabbi Schwab writes at the end of this parak, while we cannot know for sure what Yeshayahu means by this Nevuah, we have a mitzvah to learn it as part of Mikra, or Torah Shebichsav, just as we are required to learn Mishneh Gemara. Yeshayahu was written, as were the other Sifrei Nevuah, to be learned to the best of our ability. But we must bear in mind that much of the specific meaning of the text was purposely concealed by the Navi. So, this parak will tell the story of Mitzrayim that will be destroyed, but it could be that Mitzrayim and Ashur, mentioned at the end, are symbolic. Rav Schwab, back at the beginning of his commentary on the Perek, has a beautiful thought. Maybe Ashur and Mitzrayim are all symbolic of two types of gullios that Jews have been in and continue to be in. Ashur is from Bimushar, that means happiness. This represents the lands of Gullus, where the Jewish people had a prosperous life, a happy life. In Ashur, the Jews led a comfortable and prosperous life after their exile. But it was just this prosperity, says Rav Schwab, which caused them to assimilate and become Ovdim. America is a prime example of this, where so many, such a high percentage of our brethren are assimilated and live like non-Jews. Those are the Ashur. And then we have Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is from the word tsar, from the word oppressed and narrow, regeshert tsar ma'od. That tsar represents the lands of the gullus where we suffered. That's most of the gullius that we have been in, where we've had to be forced to convert, to die, to give our lives. That's the Pasuk says, Uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ashur and Mitzrayim might be symbolic and not specifically referring to these specific countries. And that is why this Nevuah might just be about Yemos HaMashiach. Maybe it's also referring to the Gog Magog time period of the great battle beforehand. Either way, we don't know, but we definitely learn a number of messages from the Psukim, as we will see. So we continue. Masa Mitzrayim. Hine Hashem Rochev Alav Kal Uba Mitzrayim. Hashem will ride Kaviyachol on a quick cloud, a fast cloud, and come to Mitzrayim. Right, that's meant to tell us that it's going to happen fast, boom, and they're not going to have time to save themselves. The Malbim points out that maybe continuing the Mashal of Mitzrayim, as we know in the Torah and elsewhere, serves the Nile. The Nile is like their god. And they don't rely on rain, and they don't need rain. And they don't want rain, because they have what they need. So maybe Dafka, that's why Hashem is going to come on a cloud. Right, just to show that your God, don't think it's all about denial. A cloud and rain shows that they're not self-sufficient. They can't just rely on their gods, and that's why I suggest the Malbim, Hashem is going to come in Av, symbolizing that Hashem is going to undo all false beliefs at that time. Uva Mitzrayim, he's going to come in Na'u Elilei Mitzrayim Ipanav. All the false gods of Mitzrayim will start shaking in front of him. Right, Mitzrayim, among all the other early cultures, believed in so many different gods. Avram Avinu, remember when he came to Mitzrayim, in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Right? There's no Yirat Shemayim, the Yirat of a lot of other things, but not Yirat Shemayim. Ulevav Mitzrayim yimasa b'kirbo, the heart of Egypt will be melted. V'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'mitzrayim. And not only will Hashem come from the outside, I will cause. L'sachsech, here Hashem through Yeshayahu says that I will cause them to have civil wars. V'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'mitzrayim. V'nilchamu ish ba'achiv v'ish b're'eyu. Ir ba'ir mamlachu ba'mamlacha. I will not only destroy them from without, I will come and destroy them from within, because both of those are a part of the tsaras that will befall Mitzrayim. There is a beautiful thought relating to external tsaras and internal tsaras that, based on a gra, or Rav Asher Weiss develops it in his Agada. Right, there is a thought of the gra that is quoted by many, and that is relating to the pasuk that Rivka tells Yaakov. Yaakov is very nervous to go and take the brachas from Yitzchak and steal them from Esav. So Rivka says, "Don't worry about it. Alai kilascha bani." Alai kilascha bani. What does that mean? That there's three problems that you are going to have in life. Alai kilascha bani. Right? What's the alai? Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. Those are the three that are decreed upon you, so you're not going to have any trouble with Yitzchak. Later on, in the Sefer Bereishis, says Yaakov, when Binyamin is being taken down to Mitzrayim, he says, Alai hayu kulana. I'm only supposed to have three tzaras, Esav, Lavan, and Yaakov. I'm not supposed to have, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. Right? I'm not supposed to have more. I'm not supposed to have Binyamin. So what's going on here? That's what my mother told me. But that's the gra, relates those two alais. Rav Asher Weiss in the Haggadah on the paragraph, Tzei Olamad, he deals with what's the symbolism, though, of these three tsaras. The Esav tsaras, the Lavan tsaras, and the Yosef tsaras. Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, Esav are those who want to physically annihilate us. Right? The Hitlers, Yimach Shemams, the Paros, the Amaleks. Then you have the Lavans that want to spiritually annihilate us. And that is the Stalins and the Greeks. Right, unlike the Purim story, the Hanukkah story, those are too external. But Libi Omer Li says the Minchas Asher, maybe the Gzeira of Yosef is the most chamor. What is that? That's the inner fighting that Jews have that brings tsaras on ourselves. Vodan Vomer Shagam Bedorenu Anu Savalmo Shachmenu Ashloshes Gzeiras Alayu Kulana Achakashim Mikulam Gzeiras Yosef Sinas Achim. Then we'll be able to survive. But it's here too. Yeshayo foretells that in Mitzrayim there's going to be external and there's going to be internal inner fighting amongst them. Vinavka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo, the ruach of Mitzrayim will be emptied out. I mean, they won't have any rutzon to live. Atzaso avaleya, and I will swallow up any of their wisdom. Vidarshu elho elilim elho itim, they'll go to all their gods. Velavos velayidonim, they'll go and they'll ask. Right, we know this already from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim from Sefer Shmos. Right, Shmos Ve'era, all the Chartumim in Mitzrayim that tried to disprove Moshe and Aaron. Visikarti es Mitzrayim biyad adunim kasheh. And I, Visikarti, the Masudat Sion says, Visagarti. I've closed on Mitzrayim. I've given them over in the hands of adunim kasheh. Adonim are plural, many masters, difficult masters. The radak, what do you mean difficult, many? Radak, adonim lashon tiferes liyachid. No, it's only one, but it just says it in plural. The radak, a number of times in this parak, says, it's kafal inya b'milim shonos, and it says adonim here, because it just means many. The Malbim again, Kedarko says no, Adafka says Adonim on purpose, because if one tyrant is in charge of a whole city, okay, that's one thing. But if the tyrant puts 10 other tyrants under him and say, you each take care of a separate section of the city, that's even worse, because each one could focus on their little section. V'zeh garua yoser, me'im yimloch aleya melech echad achzar, shelo yuchal lahafshit achzar yoso kolkach. When there's many of them, so then they're really stuck. It's even worse. That's the message of Adonim. Adonim kashe. Many masters. Many taskmasters. Melech az yim shobam. And there may be one larger, ruthless king on top of them. Nu'um ha'adon Hashem tzvakos. That's what Hashem says. Finish tu mayami ayam binar yachra v'yavish. And the water will be dried up and it will be removed. As we said, the Nile, the river, taking the mashal of Mitzrayim literally, Rav Schwab says, again, it might not be literal, this might just be the powers that the nations believe in will be removed. And all of the produce, Pasuk Zion, Aros al Yor al Pi Yor, V'chol Mizra Yor Yivash Nida Veinenu, all of the produce, everything that's produced by these countries, V'anu Hadayagim V'avlu Kol Mashlicha Bayor, all types of trappers, of fish, will be very upset. What are the two words used in the Pasuk? Anu and Avlu. That's Aninus and Avelus. The stage of mourning, which is not really mourning, the stage before burial, that's Aninus and Avelus. Avlu, they're both the Dayogim, those who tram, Mashlichi Bayar. All of those will be for Simechboras Apne Amaim Umlalu, they would all be depressed because there won't be any water. So all of their parnasa will be removed. The Radak says this is referring to two different types of, here the Radak does say, Stavka, two different descriptions. Sayadim, there are those that mashlichi bayar, some throw a chika, throw like a pin, a needle type of thing to throw to catch fish. They throw that into the ar. Ufarsi mechmaris, and there are those who put nets in order to catch. Many different ways of catching fish. That is the Radak suggestion. This also reminds us, those mentioned this in various other contexts, of the Vilna Gaon's amazing thought in Parshas Balak, where the Medrash also there in Balak describes two different types of ways to catch a fish. On the pasuk, there's a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya says, a Medrash that is very difficult to understand, that where it says, Vayasam Hashem Devar Befi Bilam, Hashem put something in the mouth of Bilam. Chadam or Chika, one says Chika, one opinion says he put a Chika, which is like the one that's mentioned in our pasuk, a Chaka, right, a type of needle to catch the fish, a Chadam or Resin, and one says a Resin, a type of muzzle. And the Chaka, the Medrash says, that's what it means, Ma'ekov Lakabo Kel. And resin is ma'ezom lo za'am Hashem. So this Medrash is stumim ma'od, says the Gra. No, there's a big difference between a resen and a chika. Right? A chaka, as it's described here, the Gra quotes, demachat kafuf shenichras lo b'lashon adag v'dokro. It's a needle that goes into the mouth of the dog and splits it shlo yuchlo lo tzi alachutz. And it doesn't let the tongue of the fish, it just basically closes its mouth. And the resin is the opposite. The resin puts pressure on the mouth of the dog, so the mouth, or even of an animal, that it pushes out the lips of the animal. The tongue comes out. Says the Gra, that is what's going on here. Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. But what happened? He wanted to use Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it to Rachamim. And therefore, Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin. What did he say? He says, Ma'ekov Lokabo Kel. He says, Aleph Lamed, instead of saying the whole word Elokim. That's the Medrash that says, that's a Chika. He stopped him from saying it. Elokim, he only got to the El, and that's it. And then he wanted to say, Yud and Hey, which is Midas Adin, but then he forces him with a resin to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, to say the whole name, to say all the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are of Rachamim. So again, that's the Gra. Explain the Medrash in Parshas Balak, but here also it talks about the Chaka, one of the ways to catch fish. Uvoshu Ovde, back to the parak. Uvoshu Ovde Pishtim Shirikos, those who used to work in flax and weaving became very embarrassed. Mesudas Sion says, but Mesudas David says, because after all, there's no fishing, there's no nets that need to be made, so their parnasa is useless. Nobody has need for them. Vayushosho Seha Midukaim, their foundations will be destroyed. Kolose Secher Agme Nefesh. Everybody will have Agme Nefesh. Maybe it's a play on Agamim. That's the water sources, but also Agmas Nefesh, right? They'll be painful. Agmas Nefesh, right? Rashi quotes from the word Nefesh from the word Vayi Nafash. Like we have on Shabbos, we have a respite and we have relaxation, and that is exactly what they did not have, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Beitza Darshins from the word Vayi Nafash. That's the source for Neshama Yisera, the special nofesh that we have on Shabbos. The Gemara Darshins, Beitza Tezayin, Neshama Yisera, Nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, Hashem gives us a Neshama Yisera. Ulamotzei Shabbos, Notulim Soyemenu. And Amotzei Shabbos, He takes it from us. Shenemar Shavas Vayi Nafash. Even though Pashas, it means when Shabbos comes in, we have respite, but you can say the opposite, says the Gemara. Kivin Sheshavas, once Shabbos stops, Vay Avda Nafesh. Vayi Nafash can be read as Vay, woe to me, Nafash, what happened to my Nafesh? But that's the source in Shas for the concept of Neshama Yisera. What exactly is a Neshama Yisera? Rashi there says, Rochav Lev Lemenucha Ulesimcha. I have a certain wideness of my heart for menucha, v'lios pasuach lervacha, and then he adds, v'yochal v'yishtev einafsho katze alav. Food tastes different on Shabbos. You can have the same chalent on Shabbos and on Tuesday, on Sunday even on Thursday. Shabbos, there's a special time. The Shita Mekubetz is there in Beitza, it's a little different, more spiritual. V'yalzech chal alav shefa eloki, v'seichel yoser, la'asok b'torah, v'la'ayin b'maisei Hashem. That's the opposite of what Mitzrayim is going to have here. They're going to have agame nefesh, and we have neshama, a nefesh, yisera. Ach, continues Yishayo, evilim sarei tzoan, chach meyotzei paro, eitza nevara. all of you wise men of Mitzrayim, Echtomro Paro ben Chachamim ani ben Malchei Ketem. How can you describe yourself as wise and descendants of wise ones? The Das Sofer from here explains that it must be that they used to have a lot of meetings at the time when they saw the danger coming. Maybe they had a little warning. They got together and they wondered, do they have to do anything? Do they have to worry? They had these meetings and they decided, no, it's okay. It's going to pass. But they obviously were all wrong. All wrong. Ayam eifo chachamecha v'yagidu nalach. Where is your chachamim? Tell us. The yedu mayotz Hashem tzvokos ha-mitzrayim. Tell us what you think Hashem has planned. The Malbim again says, what's the difference between two words that seem to mean the same thing? Pasuk yud aleph, pasuk yud beis. Eich and ayam. Eich tomer. How? Ayam eifo. Right, where are you? Says the Malbim, the difference between an eich and an ayay is a reference between wisdom that are right in front of you, wise people, or from out there somewhere. Hevdol bein ayei uvein eifo. B'milas ayei shoel al ha'etzem ha'im yeshno po lefanenu. Right? Ayei, do you have any right here? Are there any wise people right here? That's the ayei. And then you have, that's the ayam. And then eifo is there anybody in the world? Meaning you don't know. Nobody in the world knows, says the Malbim. There's no way to know. All of you wise people are wrong. Right? We know that this isn't the first time, whatever this is going to happen in the future, that the wise people in Mitzrayim got it wrong. Right? And they led to something that was not good for them. We know the Gemara in Sota tells us that there was a great cabinet meeting that took place in Mitzrayim earlier. Right? The Gemara says, Gimel Ayyubosa Eitza, when they were dealing with the Jewish problem in Egypt, Hava Nishakmalo, beginning of Shmos. Who was there? Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. And they also, what happened? Bilam gave the advice, throw them into the river, so he eventually was killed. Eov didn't say a word. He had Yisurin. Yisro ran away. I can't stand in this cabinet anymore. And he was zochah to have his descendants sitting in the Sanhedrin. So already they were wrong then. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a known piece in the Sichas Musar. It's in Maimer Chavtes in the redone Sichas Musar. You know, why was Eov so bad? He kept quiet. He deserves to have a life of Yisurin. So you see from here, right? But Bilam was killed right away. Isn't that better? The answer is it must not be. It must be even living a difficult life is valuable, has infinite value than even more than a Bilam who was killed right away. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate just God, and He has everything worked out. Anyway, getting back to the Psukim. So Yeshayahu says, "Or all of you wise people are fools." And you don't know what's happening. Hashem masach bekirba ruach ivim. Pasuk yedalet. Hashem will mix a totally mixed up ruach. The hitu es Mitzrayim, and all of Mitzrayim will be misled in the future. They're not going to know what to do. Their leaders are not going to be able to bring them to the proper decisions. And again, Rav Schwab says we have no idea who this is referring to. At any point in the future, Rav Schwab says it's possible that Mitzrayim here could be the United States, Russia, China, or any of the other world's great powers, or the whole world for that matter, who will exist at the time of the fulfillment of this nevuah. This nation, group of nations, or the whole world will find itself in a great crisis, struggling for its very existence. But its leaders will be staggering around like drunks, unable to find the right solution which would ward off a national or global catastrophe. And that's what's being referred to here. At that time, they will have to pay for all of their actions that have taken place over history. Bayamahu yiyeh Mitzrayim kanashim. They won't have an army. They'll be weak. V'charad u'pachad mipnei tzunufas yad Hashem tzvakos asher hu meinefalav. And finally, the Navi ends by saying, "Bayomahu on pasuk yutes, yemizbeach l'Hashem b'soches Mitzrayim." There will be a time eventually after all this destruction takes place, all the nations, Mitzrayim, will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it referring to? Pasha is referring to the nations sometime in the future. There is a remez, Gemara then, the Maseches Menachis, Taf Kuftes. There was a son of Shimon HaTzadik that got into a fight with his brother, eventually went to Mitzrayim and set up an alternate place of worship called Beis Chonyo. Chonyo was his name. In Mitzrayim, they offered sacrifices there, and it was Mamish Aser. They weren't allowed to. There's a machlokas, whether it was L'Shem Avodah Zarah or whether it was L'Shem Shemayim. Even if it was L'Shem Shemayim, you know, it was 100% wrong. It was creating your own religion. But that is a machlokas. Tosfos there discusses on Daf Kuftes in Menachos, if a Kohen worshipped on Beis Chonyo, would he be able to come back and serve in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Which seems halacha l'maisa. Would a Kohen who was a Mumar be able to duchen? It's related to those sugyas. But either way, that's a remez here on this pasuk, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and the other Menachah says that was the fulfillment of this pasuk. By Yomahu, on that day, Yim is veach Lashem betoch Eretz Mitzrayim. He assumes like that day that it was Lashem Shemayim. Umatseva itzok vula Lashem, and there'll be a matseva, a great monument, because at that time they will all recognize. V'haya la'o sula eid Lashem tzvakos Eretz Mitzrayim. The nations of the world will recognize. This is what we talk about when we say in Aleinu, when we daven in Aleinu, that all the nations of the world tikkun olam. This is what we daven for, fulfillment of this nevuah. Ki yitzaku al Hashem b'nei lochatzim v'yishlach lehem Moshia v'rav v'hitzilam. They had tsaris, and Mitzrayim will recognize that if you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be saved. Rav Moshe Feistin has a tshuva in Arachayim and Chelek Beis. Simen Chafei is a non-Jew allowed to daven. And Rav Moshe says he doesn't have to. It's one of the Shemim Tzitzis Bei Noach, unless it is a time of calamity. Eis Sara, he has to. He has a chiyuv, because that's part of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe that the world is not random, but I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and that's why Rav Moshe says in Arachayim there, Beis Chafei, that it is a chiyuv in that case. The question is, what is a non-Jew daven? Ubedvar lehispalel eitz a tefillah benusach echad. Yisrael v'nachri yachad. Right, is there any, what specific nusach should he daven? That's a shayla. But fundamentally, he says they have to. Nirlan yis daiti, turak likvo achiv lispalel. Af kshein lo tzarech. Av akshem ispalel, rak sheish lo tzarech. Right, huk achiv mamish. That's what he talks about. And that's what this pasuk is referring to. Vonoda Hashem l'mitzrayim, v'yadu mitzrayim et Hashem. They'll know him. V'yabdu zavach u'mincha, they'll give karbanos. As we know, a non-Jew is allowed to give karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe only certain karbanos. But either way, that's what is described. And finally, at the end of the perek, Bayomahu yihyeh Yisrael shlishia, there'll be a triple in the future. L'mitzrayim u'la Ashur bracha b'kerv ha'aretz. Yisrael will team up with Mitzrayim and Ashur, they'll all be friends, and everybody will get along. Again, that's why it sounds like these are two symbolic nations. Mitzrayim and Ashur, literally them. And then there's an amazing pasuk to end the parak. Asher berachu Hashem tzvakos lemar, that Hashem gave the bracha, baruch ami Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called Hashem's am. Ami Mitzrayim, umase yodai Ashur, v'nachalasi Yisrael. At that time, when the whole world recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the whole world can be called Am Hashem. But if that's true, Yisrael will also be bumped up, and they will be called Nachlasi Yisrael. So again, this is a nevuah. We don't know exactly what it's referring to, but we assume it's at sometime in the future when all the other nations, everyone is going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'ez Hashem will be able to be with them and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time, Bim Mehera. Okay, we'll stop here.